One of the provisions included in WERDA is the Inland Waterways Trust Fund. It helps pay for construction and rehabilitation and is funded by a fuel tax put on commercial shipping companies that use the river. For years, most of that money has gone towards the Olmsted Dam project on the Ohio River in Illinois. That construction has taken billions of dollars and much more time than expected. With WERDA signed into law, more money will be shifted away from Olmsted and possibly towards lock and dam maintenance on the Mississippi River. Mike Tuohy is president and CEO of Waterways Council, an inland water advocacy group. He says he's pleased more construction projects can finally move forward, especially with the growing concerns about aging infrastructure.
You know, it's progress. Before, we were looking at not being able to address the Upper Miss modernization until the 2090s. Now we should be able to get this done much sooner.
An Army Corps of Engineers spokesman says he's not sure how much money will go towards lock and dam projects. Congress is currently working final appropriations out. The Army Corps is also waiting to hear if money can only be spent on rehabilitation or if it can finance new projects. The commercial shipping industry has offered to pay a higher Inland Waterways Trust Fund fuel tax to pay for lock and dam projects, but those efforts have failed in Congress. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.